आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लीव्स ऑन अ 3-डे विजिट टू यूएस टू टेक पार्ट इन क्वाड लीडर्स समिट एट विल्मिंगटन इन डेलावेयर। सीनियर आम आदमी पार्टी लीडर आतिशी टू बी स्वॉन इन एज चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ डेली टुडे। सेंटर ग्रांट सैंक्शन टू प्रोसिक्यूट आरजेडी लीडर लालू यादव इन लैंड फॉर जॉब्स केस। पोलिंग इज अंडरवे इन श्रीलंका टू इलेक्ट अ न्यू प्रेसिडेंट। टॉप हिजबुल्ला कमांडर इब्राहिम अकील किल्ड इन इजरायली एयर स्ट्राइक इन लेबनान। एंड इंडिया सिक्योर्स 2-2 ड्रॉ अगेंस्ट उज्बेकिस्तान इन 9th राउंड ऑफ चेस ओलंपियाड इन बुदापेस्ट। And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a 3-day visit to the United States this morning. Mr. Modi will begin his tour by attending the 4th Annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. During the summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden, along with other leaders of the Quad grouping. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to joining his colleagues President Biden, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, and Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for the Quad summit. He said the forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. On his scheduled meeting with US President, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will allow the two nations to review and identify new pathways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership for the benefit of their people and the global good. Afterwards, the Prime Minister will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community on the 22nd of this month. He is also scheduled to meet top executives of leading US-based companies to explore greater collaboration in emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and semiconductors. The Prime Minister in his statement said that he is eagerly looking forward to engaging with the Indian diaspora and important American business leaders. He said these are the key stakeholders and provide vibrancy to the unique partnership between the largest and the oldest democracies of the world. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow, which aims to foster global cooperation on critical challenges faced by the international community. To get more inputs on the visit, we have with us our correspondent Himani reporting from New York. Himani, the Quad grouping holds a special significance in international affairs, especially in the Indo-Pacific region. Well, what are the main issues that are expected to be discussed during the Quad summit?
Yes, the focus of the summit will be on development of the Indo-Pacific region through implementation of sustainable development goals, better delivery of public goods, and enhancement of peace, prosperity, and stability in the region. The agenda also covers health security, climate change, critical and emerging technologies, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief infrastructure, connectivity, maritime security, and counterterrorism. In the summit, the Quad leaders will review the progress achieved in the last 1 year and set the agenda for the next year. Yes, Tyra.
Right, Himani. Well, the diplomatic ties between India and the U.S. have spanned several decades, encompassing defense, counterterrorism cooperation, trade and economic relations, and cooperation in science and technology as well. So, Himani, can you elaborate on how Prime Minister Modi's visit is anticipated to deepen the ties between the two nations?
Yes, Tyra. As we know that India and United States enjoy a comprehensive global strategic partnership covering almost all areas of human endeavor. The very fact that on request of U.S. administration, India exchanged the Quad presidency with U.S. this year signifies the warmth in relations between the two countries. In the PM visit, on the sidelines of the Quad summit, an India-U.S. bilateral meeting will also be held. Two important agreements will be ratified in the meeting, first one being Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity, IPEF, of which India has already acceded to one out of four pillars, and will accede to two more pillars now. Another agreement to be exchanged is the India-US Drug Framework Agreement. The CEO roundtable with the Prime Minister is also expected to deepen trade and industry ties between the two countries. Back to you, Saira.
Well, thank you so much, Imani, for that update. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi will take oath as Chief Minister of Delhi today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at the Raj Nivas, where Delhi LG V.K. Saxena will administer the oath to Atishi and her Council of Ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Atishi as the Chief Minister of Delhi from the date of her being sworn in. The President also cleared the appointment of five ministers. They are Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ehlawat. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has told a Delhi court that it has obtained requisite sanctions from concerned authorities to prosecute Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader and former Railways Minister Lalu Prasad in a corruption case related to the alleged Land for Jobs scam. Following the approval, the CBI yesterday filed a copy of the sanction with Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court. More from our correspondent.
The Land for Jobs scam involves Group D appointments in West Central Zone Jabalpur of the Railways during the Lalu Prasad tenure as the Railway Minister from 2004 to 2009. These appointments were allegedly made in exchange for land parcel gifted or transferred by recruits to RJD Chief Lalu Prasad's family members or his associates. The next hearing of the case in designated CBI court will take place on 15th October. BJP and JDU have welcomed the move, saying corruption should not be tolerated at any cost. On the other hand, RJD has termed it as an act of political vendetta. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The Modi 3.0 government has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During this period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on infrastructure, farmers, middle class, women and the youth. Our correspondent reports that several steps have been taken by the Narendra Modi government for the ease of living and empowerment of the middle class in the country.
During the first 100 days of the third term, the government approved the construction of 1 crore houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. To boost entrepreneurship in the country, the government has doubled the mudra loan limit from 10 lakh rupees to 20 lakh rupees. In the union budget, the Modi government announced income tax exemption on the income up to 7 lakh rupees and also increased the standard deduction from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees. During the period, the center approved the Unified Pension Scheme, which will benefit 23 lakh central government employees to reduce the burden of the electricity bill from the middle class. Solar system under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana have been installed in 3,50,000 houses. Central government has also approved metro projects of 30,700 crore rupees in Pune, Thane and Bengaluru. These projects will enhance connectivity, reduce travel time and strengthen the public transportation system. Saklena Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, second phase of assembly elections will be held on the 25th of this month. 26 assembly seats, including Habba Gadal in Srinagar district, will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent takes a look at this assembly constituency.
Habba Gadal Assembly Constituency in Srinagar district is a key constituency where highest 60 number of candidates are in the free who belong to National Conference, People's Democratic Party, Bharatiya Janata Party and other parties in addition to some independent candidates. A total of 113,014 voters will decide their political fate on September 25. 128 polling stations with assured basic facilities for the convenience of the voters have been set up by the Election Commission of India. The candidates are busy in carrying forward their election campaign and they leave no stone unturned to earn their trust. The roads, playgrounds and other public places are abuzz with election-related activities with full participation of the local populace. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In international news, in Sri Lanka, voting is underway to elect a new president. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise their franchise to elect the ninth executive president. The island nation is holding its first election after the 2022 economic downturn. More from our correspondent.
Voting in the presidential election began at 7 a.m. at over 13,400 polling centers across the island and will continue until 4:30 p.m. Once voting concludes, ballot boxes will be transferred to counting centers where vote tallying will begin later this evening. Special security measures have been implemented with over 60,000 police personnel, the special task force and the military deployed throughout the island. Additionally, 116 international observers have arrived to oversee the election. Although 38 candidates are running for the top post, the main contest is between incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, opposition leader Sajith Premadasa, and leftist leader Anurakumara Dissanayake. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Lebanon-based terrorist group Hezbollah has confirmed the death of its top commander, Ibrahim Aqil, in an Israeli airstrike on a building in the southern suburbs of capital Beirut yesterday. Lebanon's health ministry said at least 14 people were killed and 66 others injured in the strikes on the Dahiyeh area. Media reports said Aqil's body was found along with seven other members of Hezbollah's elite Radwan force. In retaliation, Hezbollah launched over 100 rockets into western Galilee and targeted a key intelligence base in northern Israel. U.S. House of Representatives has unanimously approved a bill that aims to enhance Secret Service protection for the presidential nominees and the respective vice presidential candidates, days after the second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. The vote was 405-0. Demonstrating the bipartisan support for boosted security amid growing political violence ahead of the November election. The Enhanced Presidential Security Act would require the U.S. Secret Service to apply the same standards for determining the number of agents required to protect presidents, vice presidents, and major presidential and vice presidential candidates. In sports news, in the ongoing 45th Chess Olympiad at Budapest in Hungary, the Indian team continued their unbeaten streak, securing a 2-2 draw against Uzbekistan in the ninth round of the open section. With this, India remained at the top of the standings with 17 points. Meanwhile, in the women's section, India slipped to second place with 15 points after a 2-2 draw against the US. In the open section, all four Indian players, including Deej Gukesh, R. Pragyananda, Arjun Erigaisi and Vidit Gujarati, drew their respective games. India maintains a two-match point lead over the second-placed US, with Uzbekistan now in third. In the women's section, India made a strategic switch by resting Harika Dronavali, moving R. Vaishali to the top board. However, Vaishali lost to Gulrukh Begum Tokhirjanova. In this section, Kazakhstan has surged to the top with 16 points, with just two rounds left to play. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. Dailies have widely noticed the Prime Minister's visit to the States, among other stories. PM begins US visit, will hold Biden talks today, writes The Asian Age. Hindustan Times writes, India leader in Quad says US before big ticket meet. The Pioneer has quoted Home Minister Amit Shah in its headline, Give up violence or face action, says Amit Shah to Naxals. Tirupati Laduro snowballs as center orders investigation, writes The Hindu. On the political churnings in the capital, The Asian Age writes, Atishi oath today, president issues notification. Bank stocks push Sensex above record 84,000 mark, writes The Tribune. And finally, The Pioneer writes about the rising number of female truck drivers who are challenging stereotypes. Women truck driver traveling across the country. The paper adds that male truck drivers are being taken over by young professional truckers, including women, and most of them are either graduates or postgraduates. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a three-day visit to US to take part in Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Delhi today. Centre grants sanction to prosecute RJD leader Lalu Yadav in landfill jobs case. Polling is underway in Sri Lanka to elect a new president. Top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Aqil killed in Israeli airstrike in Lebanon. And India secures 2-2 draw against Uzbekistan in 9th round of Chess Olympiad in Budapest. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.